Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are in the process of examining the Apostle John's first section on the subject of love in the first epistle of John. One of the more prominent themes that is found scattered throughout this book. There is teaching on love inserted in many of the sections. You can find something about love in virtually all of the chapters, except I think chapter 1, the introductory one. But this is the first one, so this one becomes vitally important. As John introduces this subject of love and gets our thinking started in the right direction, and then, as you know, he will go on to another subject and deal with that, and on to another subject and deal with that, and then later we'll come back to the subject of love once again, Christian love, and deal with that some more, and then on to other things, and then back again and deal with it some more. That's his style, and it's a very effective style because it causes us to absorb little pieces of information, little pieces of teaching, and to mull them over for a while, and then later, when we've had our thoughts directed in different paths, then we come back later and add something new, and it builds from section to section, and our understanding of Christian love grows in this way. So that's where we are on this Wednesday, March 21. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for helping us. Well, what have we seen so far? John introduces the subject in verse 7 of chapter 2 by saying that what he's going to talk about is an old commandment, not a new one. It's been around for a long time. You've heard it from the beginning. And that, of course, is a reference to Leviticus 19:18, where Moses commanded the children of Israel to love their neighbor as themselves. But then he goes on in verse 8 to tell us that it is, in fact, a new commandment, even though it's an old one. This is a paradox, of course. It's old in some ways, new in other ways, and the newness has to do with the light which the coming of Christ infuses into this old commandment. Now there are new aspects of the command to love that were not dealt with in the Old Testament, that were not known to the Christians to whom John is writing until he now gives them some new teaching, some new information, and he calls that a new commandment. And then he really leans into them, and he tells them in verse 9 that if a person says he is in the light and hates his brother, he's actually in darkness. Chop, chop, chop. But very important, don't claim to be a Christian and hate your Christian brother. Or, obviously, if you're not a Christian, they're not really your brother. But don't claim to be a Christian and have animosity and hatred in your heart for other Christians. Yoo-hoo, are you listening to me? This is very important. But he goes on from this exposure in verse 9 to a validation in verse 10, in which he says, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. Oh boy, now there's a text that should be a great encouragement to every child of God. If you love the brethren, if you love your Christian brothers and sisters, then you are abiding in the light, and you aren't going to fall away from Christ because you are a genuine Christian. Wonderful teaching. But he follows that up with the final verse in this section, which is verse 11, which is another warning. But, verse 11, he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. He starts out with a warning for those whose lives are characterized by unchristlike behavior, and here, specifically, the unchristlike behavior of hating your Christian brother. You profess to be a Christian, but you hate others who are Christians. That's not possible. There's something wrong here. That cannot be. That cannot exist in the world of true Christianity. This is unchristlike behavior, to have hatred for your brother, and it is a dangerous condition, as he spells out here. It is a dangerous spiritual condition, because the truth is, this person is in darkness. They think they are in the light, but they're not. He who hates his brother is in darkness. What does that mean? He's still unconverted. He is still in the realm of darkness. He's still in the kingdom of darkness, which, of course, is the kingdom of Satan. Conversion, salvation, snatches us out of the kingdom of darkness and places us into the kingdom of light. It takes us out of the realm of Satan and places us in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how can you tell? Well, one important way has to do with this matter of loving or not loving your Christian brother. And he who hates his brother hears the truth about him. He is in darkness. That's his spiritual condition, and therefore it's not surprising that his corresponding behavior relates to his true spiritual condition. He is in darkness, and it goes on to say, walks in darkness. He walks in darkness. Remember in chapter 1, he said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. But now he talks about those who walk in darkness. Why do they walk in darkness? Because they are in darkness. Why do they walk in darkness? Because they are not in the light. Why do they walk in darkness? Because that's their preferred realm. That's their desired realm. That's their natural realm. That's who they are. That's what is true about them. They walk in darkness because they abide in darkness, because their heart is dark. As John said in his gospel, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So when you walk in darkness, you are demonstrating that you don't have a changed heart. And one of those evidences has to do with your attitude toward other Christians. But not only do we have corresponding behavior, he walks in darkness, but there is what we might call philosophical confusion, because the text goes on and says, and does not know where he is going. He lacks clear direction. He makes unwise decisions. He knows not who he is and why he is there. He has no anchor. Now that characterizes unconverted people. That's the way so many people obviously are in our world. They lack clear direction in life. They make unwise decisions regularly because they have nothing to guide them. They really don't know who they are because they don't understand their creation by God and their obligation to God and their necessary relationship to God. They don't understand any of that. They don't know why they're here, because they don't understand that having been created by God, they are here to serve him, to bring honor and glory to him, to worship him, to fellowship with him, to serve him. None of that. They don't understand any of that. They've rejected all those thoughts, and therefore, they have no anchor for their soul. They just wander about in life. They do not know where they are going. One of the manifestations of this is that people don't have any clear standards of conduct. It's always in flux. It's always changing. The child of God has the Word of God. He knows what is right and what is wrong. He knows what is true and what is false. He knows what pleases God and what displeases God. And he has the desire to please God. So he is walking in the light. But the unconverted person is walking in darkness and does not know where he is going. And he's just constantly shifting, constantly changing his standards, his understanding of right and wrong. It changes, it shifts. It shifts with public opinion. It shifts with what his friends, what his peers are doing and accepting and talking about. It shifts even in his own mind. One day he thinks something is not right, and the next day he's changed his mind and it's perfectly okay. We've seen some of these seismic shifts in the culture in America just over the last few years. Do you remember when our previous president was in the early years of his office, of his first term in office, and he declared that he did not favor homosexual marriage? Can you imagine that? Can you believe that? But that is the truth. He was opposed to gay marriage, and things have shifted so much over the last several years that not only did he change his mind, but and the courts have changed their position. So now it cannot be denied. It is the law of the land, and that happened within a space of, I would say, in a space of 4 or 5 years. You talk about a seismic shift. How can something go from being wrong to being right and even being honored and promoted when before it was dishonored and shunned? How can it go from one to the other so quickly? Well, because people have no anchor for their soul. This describes it perfectly. In darkness, walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going because, and here's the sobering explanation, the darkness has blinded his eyes. This is the explanation. The darkness that he's walking in has blinded him to reality. It is a deteriorating condition. His walking in darkness leads to increased blindness. And all of this is traced back to hating others. And for professing Christians, hating other Christians. And we learn that hatred becomes an internal stumbling block. When you hate others, it triggers something within you. It makes you worse. It makes you stumble in darkness. It makes you blind to truth and reality. This is how important this matter of Christian love is. We said earlier on that Christian love is of high value. It is for a number of reasons, but one of them is because true Christian love will improve your understanding and your morality and your certainty of what's right and wrong and in the direction that you go in life. But having hatred in your heart toward others does just the opposite. It causes you to become more and more confused, more and more blind, more and more hardened against the truth. It is a very dangerous condition, and this warning serves to tell you that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.